Tim is on his own. I'm happy.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I can hear you now. Yes, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account. It looks like we're having trouble processing the payment.
Yes, because the website is not, needs to be fixed.
Okay. What needs to be fixed on the website?
Y'all only have it listed as a landscaper. Only just framing, and I told him to do it like a month ago.
Let me take a look here. One second.
Yard waste, some landscaping, mulching, brush clearing.
That's what you want? You want to change the category to landscaping?
Yeah, and y'all have pressure washing up there either.
Yeah, we have cabinet installations, cabinet repair, concrete services, window installation, home renovations, framing services. So you don't do those services anymore, or you still do them and you're wanting to add landscaping and pressure washing?
Oh, add it.
Oh, you want to add it?
Yes, and why doesn't it give me leads? I haven't got no leads the whole time I had y'all. I haven't got no contacts from y'all or, like, no leads. And y'all must be a lead provider.
So when you signed up with us, you had a complete package for $249 monthly that promoted you on Google and Bing and Facebook and the whole nine yards. At some point, you canceled all of that and just kept the website. So that's why the package now is $39. And I always tell people, you know, if they want to go to that package, to look at it like a last resort, because a website in and of itself never will bring anybody a client, right? So the value to what we do for the, you know, full package is we promote the businesses so they're found when people are looking for their services. So, you know, I don't know if, you know, prior to making that switch, if you had ever been on your dashboard, but it looks like you were doing very well, meaning that you were being found on Google 975 times on the first page, and you had 310 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
And yeah, then I haven't gotten calls when I had it before either. I got one call from one guy from New York, and he wanted me to work on this place in Goldsboro. And that's the only call I ever got. Reach out.
I see.
That's why I went with that route, with the website.
Yeah, I see. You sent in a test lead, right, on September 2nd, Dan the Man looking for landscaping. That was you just testing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was you. Okay. And then prior to that, I'm looking to have some work done in my kitchen. I want to switch from a light. That was back in June, but that's amazing because you were already doing just the hosting at that time. Let me see. Yeah, you switched to just the hosting as of May of this year. So, yeah. I mean, it's up to you if you want to stick with, you know, the reason people will do that $39 package like you have is because it is, you know, 2024 and bare minimum, you need a site anyway, right? So that's what that 39 does. It just keeps the site up and running. Because if you've looked at it recently, right now there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the, you know, payment's not going through. Once it goes through, then that orange banner is removed within one business day.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I don't think I need a website because I have my Facebook, Instagrams, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just going to go without, take it off and do without.
Sure. So I'm sure that you're aware. If not, I'll remind you that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $39 past due balance on the account. And naturally, we can't even cancel the account with the past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come October 10th, that would reoccur to, what, 78? And it would continue to do so until this settles.
So I'll give you my card, and you can go ahead and charge it for the $39.
Okay, and then you want to cancel the site right after, or do you want to keep it open for the rest of the month?
To the rest of the month, I mean, until the end of it, you know. And I should be able
okay.
to, I shouldn't be charged for another month, right?
So if you want to pay the past due and cancel, absolutely, it stops all future billings. If you want to keep it open till the end of the month, then you can, but you have to remind yourself to call us by October 7th, because October 10th, it would automatically renew another payment, you know? That's why I was asking you if you wanted to do it right now or if you wanted to do it later, you know?
No, go ahead and do it now, and I'll give you the number to the caller.
You got it. Okay. No problem, Danny. So it's still the Justin Trail 6215 for the billing address, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card number.
4403.
Okay.
9353.
Okay.
9163.
Okay.
7545. You have it on file already.
Oh, okay. And the expiration?
0128.
And the code 186?
Yep.
That's the one we had that we were having trouble with. Let me see what it said.
I have to add money to it. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. So if you think that you had time to add money, I can try it now. If not, I'll wait a couple.
Yeah.
You did it. Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and give it a whirl. Okay. Good. That worked. So thank you for taking care of that. And then I'll process the cancellation now, so you won't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week too.
All right, I'll do the same.
All right, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.